I'm thirsty.
Okay, Jill. Hello, guys. Welcome back to an exciting episode of Since Fifth Grade. We don't have the rights, Jessica. We are joined today by our friend Jillian. Jillian, say hi. Okay, Jillian said hi. You couldn't hear her. Jessica, as always, my wonderful co-host.
What's up, gang?
Katie is in the bathroom, but she is here. Today, we are all together in one room again.
Again.
To watch the amazing film Independence Day, which none of them have seen. So, this is my first watch of the year, as some of you may know. I've been waiting, so you better make this good. I bought the Blu-ray. It's high definition. I'm excited. We tried doing karaoke, but then realized we should not do karaoke. So we just sang along to songs.
Despacito.
Don't do Despacito.
We don't know the words. We don't
speak. Despacito.
We can shake it off, or we do.
Oh, okay.
Yeah,
she's looking for songs.
Boomerang.
No.
No.
I'm gonna
come back
to
boomerang.
No. No JoJo Siwa.
Come back like a
boomerang. Stop. Okay.
Is that the only mirror we all know?
Yes. Is that what the haters get their way?
Get their way.
We do not own the rights, guys. Okay, so we're partitioned by Beyonce. Jillian loves Beyonce, don't you, Jill?
See, we can do Halo.
Halo? That's
no.
A decent one.
We Halo.
Can we do Blake Shelton? No one said no to Blake Shelton.
We said no.
No.
Okay, well, no one likes country besides me.
I hate country.
You hate country? I like country.
I think country's good at some
bluegrass?
I'm pretty good.
That's where it is. It's the bathroom.
We can do one
of the
world.
Oh, I thought you were talking about the one, like, song in the 90s. We're like, we are the world.
I don't like that.
Nothing is happening. We're about to watch the movie, but first we're going to do some karaoke. By karaoke, I mean having the actual song play and then us singing along to it. So not karaoke, and not lip sync either.
Soccer?
What? Oh, Jonas Bros? Joe
okay?
Bros? I'm a sucker.
Oh, yeah.
We don't have the rights. You have
we
to,
don't.
Like, edit this.
It's we're a- not actually singing to the actual
Beyonce
song.
Beyonce had a song with J. Cole?
Yeah. Okay, so we are about to watch. This is our first impressions. How do you guys feel about Independence Day? You haven't seen it.
I'm actually really excited to watch it.
I decked out with all the candy. This is a prime.
I got none of the Skittles because Jill hogged all.
No, I did not.
And Katie pissed at me.
I did not.
I ate most of hers.
She ate most of mine.
We still have another bag of Skittles. I can pop popcorn while we're singing.
Oh, I'm so down, yes.
Do you want that? Okay.
Just don't choke, guys. All right?
We got it? Uh-huh. Okay.
Do you have a?
Do I have a what?
A bathroom down here.
Where do you think?
Where do you think there's one?
Oh my God.
Did they think she used the bathroom in a closet?
No.
She went inside a random bedroom.
Yeah. Well,
okay.
Okay. All right. See you soon, gang.
Okay. Bye. Okay. So we are.
Who do you want
talking
to
me enough? Okay. I feel like it should be. We are almost 1 hour through the movie. 54 minutes, 13 seconds. How do you feel about the movie so far?
I feel like I should have paid attention.
I don't pay attention. I understand what's going on. It's actually really cool.
That's what I think.
It's good for a 90s movie.
I mean, those people
some
are...
Some of the, like...
Those people
with
on the top
how
of
it
them.
Looks.
Those people, the people on top of that building, bro, they were shook.
They were definitely high.
They were like, welcome home, and then...
Welcome home, and they got zapped.
Oh yeah, not welcome home.
Welcome here. Like,
welcome
not,
here.
I want to be welcome home.
No,
I mean,
welcome.
It is
going
to turn into
this
home.
This is your home now.
Okay. I also agree. They were kind of stupid. They were like, ooh, let me go.
Like, some of like, the video stuff, kind of like...
Okay.
Oh, the...
Like, the background kind of looks like a black wall with like, little... poke holes.
Yeah, because that's what they did. They got a piece of black construction paper, poked holes in it, got
you
a flashlight.
See some of the strings of how they moved.
Look, this was 96. This was very good for them. I watch a lot of old movies, as I said before. So seeing how the progress is pretty nice. Compared to...
Our chewing a popcorn.
Oh my...
It was very loud.
I'm sorry.
If you've seen Godzilla, 1998, Matthew Broderick, Hank Azaria, other people that I can't think of right now, you'd be like, ooh, that looked terrible.
And yes, it did. Honestly, I feel so bad for, as I say, Matty B, Matthew Broderick. It was close to his prime, but Ferris Bueller's prime. Ferris Bueller is a good movie. Ferris Bueller is a great movie.
You should watch that more.
I've never watched it.
Oh my gosh, you haven't seen Ferris Bueller's Day Off?
Oh,
that's a classic.
There's a parody of it.
Do we have time to watch it right now? Like after?
After? Yeah. It's like 2 hours. Yeah. I can find it on Prime.
We can stay later tomorrow.
We can wake up early and watch it.
That's true.
Wake up early.
Or we can watch it late, guys. And sleep over. What time are you
going to do? Yeah, we can go to like 3 or 4.
Ferris Bueller's good. I mean, Matthew Broderick, he's still cool. He's still working. But,
What about the tower thing? Imagine, like, you called your friend, like, oh, I'm sick. I can't make it out for you tonight. Have fun. And then you find out that it got, like, blown up.
Well, made that decision. I was sick.
I just consider this movie so far. It's pretty good. Mm-hmm. I hope the next.
You were on your phone half the time.
No, that's not true. That is true.
Both of you were.
Okay, I wasn't on my phone doing stuff because I can't do stuff with my phone. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
You just said you can't do stuff with your phone. Okay. Okay, Jessica, you think it's pretty good. Well. Mm-hmm.
I like it.
Do you know what's happening?
Yes.
Okay, I'm...
Who's the main character?
There's so many. Jeff Goldblum.
Jeff Goldblum.
His dad.
His ex-wife.
Well, what happened with between the president and the glasses guy?
Jeff Goldblum.
He punched him in the face. They punched him in the face because he thought that his wife was cheating.
Yeah, they lost something.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it was pretty obvious. So at least that's the part that I pay attention to.
Infidelity.
I feel
people.
Like they're having an affair. Like someone's having an affair.
No one's doing
it. Or that lady's gonna
found
end up
out with Will Smith's girlfriend right now. Girlfriend.
Will Smith looks so good in this movie.
Yeah, he does.
Hey.
He looks so fine.
Have you seen The Wild Wild West?
No.
Okay, it has Kevin Kline and Will Smith.
I'm sorry, I don't watch it.
It's not a country movie. It's like a...
It's called Wild Wild West.
It's a Western sci-fi.
Come on. Can we just talk about the dog?
Boomer?
Boomer? Yeah, Boomer is alive, guys.
Good boy.
Listen. Three calls and he was there.
He's a good boy.
Unlike my dog, I would have died.
Oh my gosh. That's the good boy award goes to Boomer. I think we could all agree.
Yeah.
All the other animals, they're not there.
So we're talking right now. Jill is gnawing down all the popcorn we have.
Okay.
I'm pretty much
gonna eat some more.
You can eat off of mine.
I'll make some more.
Well, I'll
do
you guys.
That's the last one. I don't want to do a lot.
It's an hour till we have like 54 minutes right now.
Yeah. Okay. So that's our update. We will give a complete review, maybe a synopsis if we feel like it, once we finish the movie. We might take another break.
Maybe. In 10 hours,
because that's how long it takes. Okay, see you guys.
Ah, my popcorn.
Okay, guys, we are back from our popcorn break. We finished the movie 2 hours later. Now we are done with the movie. I liked it. This was like my 12th rewatch. Guys, how did you feel about the movie?
It made me happy and sad. When the guy flew his plane into the alien mothership, made me cry because he just had his redemption, and he died immediately after. It made me upset, but overall, I give it like a...
I like this giving a review, like...
I give it a 3 out of 4 stars, with a 2.5...
Why 4 stars?
No, never.
Numbers are human.
It has a 64% on Rotten Tomatoes.
It deserves like at least an 83.
Not in 83. What do you think, Katie?
Okay, what time? What date?
For 1996, it deserves an 87.
Yeah.
For 19. What?
96.
Okay. Yeah, so the graphics it has. Yeah. That would say it deserves a little more, but if you, like, try and hold up to standards today, it's not as good.
You clown.
Okay. So, I agree with that. Because for the special effects.
Like, you're interviewing us?
No, for the special effects, I was talking to actually our English teacher, and she was like, oh yeah, those were like amazing for like 96. And I was like, yeah, now they look hilarious. Like, Katie was talking about how she, like, you could see the string for a ship.
Yeah.
Okay. Jessica, how did you feel? This was your first watch.
I think it was really good.
You did. That's good.
He was barely.
Stop. I was paying attention. Y'all are so mean sometimes.
What did I do? Oh, my notes. That was I always do a classic thumbs up.
Are you looking at my camera roll?
No, I'm looking at myself.
Oh, thank God.
My bun is not. Ooh. It's
what's your camera crooked. Nothing.
Okay, guys, this is weird. We're talking about Independence Day. I was talking about my AP US history notes that I made for the final.
Not final, the AP exam.
Final, close enough. Yeah. So I'm going to watch the director's commentary once they leave, because apparently they don't want to see Roland Emmerich.
Not really.
Yeah, apparently they don't want to see that. Joe, you rolled your eyes. A podcast, you can't see that, because it's a podcast. I feel like none of you really want to talk right now.
No, talk. Ask me stuff. Or
what was your favorite scene?
The wedding ceremony. The impromptu wedding.
That was cute.
Yeah. And anytime it had, like, now I don't know the names. The Will Smith's. What? Will Smith's, son.
Stepson.
Kinda.
Stepson.
Stepson.
Kinda son.
Okay. Katie, what was your favorite scene?
I don't know, I like the ending of it. It kind of shows more, like, alien stuff with it.
No, the aliens look disgusting.
There was one live alien. No, wait, there was like four live aliens we actually saw, and like three dead ones. Which was like,
yeah, because they were gross.
That is true. I wish that we saw more.
We had more aliens. They had a lot of characters, just not my aliens.
I like how you guys didn't know there were aliens in this movie.
Yeah, I know there's aliens.
You're like, there are aliens.
I was surprised.
Yeah.
What do you think was gonna happen?
I was honestly thought it was like an Independence Day movie. Like,
what would it be about?
You think I would watch a movie? I'd watch a documentary about Independence Day 12 times.
I thought it was like a sci-fi thing. I didn't think it would be aliens.
What sci-fi thing would it be?
I don't know.
A Wild Wild West. You guys get none of that. You haven't seen it. I was explaining it, and then you're like, ugh, no. Mm-hmm. It's a Western sci-fi.
Really?
It got terrible reviews.
With that name, it probably did.
Yeah. No, but the song that came from it, Will Smith's Wild Wild West, good song.
I haven't.
It's like, Wild Wild West. They don't know, but I didn't. If I play the song for like more than 10 seconds, I believe that's the rules. I don't know, I'm not gonna test it.
Cool.
I recommend you listen to Wild Wild, that's a good song. My favorite scene, I'd probably say, when they're flying the ship, Jeff and Will, both in the ship, and then, Will accidentally goes backwards, and he's like, oops, and just yeah. Like, what do you mean, oops?
And then he slips a sticker on.
Yeah, and he's like, some. Jessica, what was your favorite scene?
It's kind of difficult. I think it might have been like the part where they're just like in the ship and they're up in like space.
Where else would the ship be?
Or whatever it was, like their main like thing, outer space, right? And then where they were like, let's hide. Jeff Goldblum was like, let's go hide. Because like the thing opened. You know what I mean, right? Yeah. I'm not very good at describing.
He's like, I
He's like, hide. That's your last chance.
I also liked, the chess scene. Him and his dad. I thought that was cute.
Oh, the one also where, Will Smith was, talking to the guards to let them pass. Oh. And then he, like, opens it up and shows the alien. Ooh. And they're like, yeah, go ahead. That was pretty funny.
I think this one is missing some things. We didn't go to the extended scene. I don't know what it's called. This is like the, what is it called? The theater thing? Like what they premiere in the theater. But we could have watched more, the extended cut, so you got more scenes. I think you might have liked it. It could be.
How much longer was it?
It would probably add like, I don't know, 10 minutes.
Oh.
I think Will Smith definitely just made the movie like 100% better.
That's how people felt.
Yeah.
With the second Independence Day, that was the main. They're like, you made Independence Day 2 without Will Smith? Well,
What is it even about?
Yeah.
Okay. More aliens? Different types? No. No, thank you.
No, more aliens.
No, gracias.
It's a different type of alien. But they're like still trying to harbor. They're trying to take the core of Earth and use it as an energy source. Thus rendering, you know, the whole human race dead again.
He needed to not.
I thought they could have stopped that one.
They should have.
Well,
beat that dead horse.
I'm just saying.
Give me your money.
And then, can I tell you, are you going to watch too? Probably not.
No.
Okay. Will Smith dies.
Well, that's trash.
Wait, yeah, that's how
he's not even in the movie because he was filming Suicide Squad.
Yes.
How do they play that out?
Because they show like a picture of him from like the first movie, like standing, and then his son is like all grown up.
Yes.
And then he's talking with the president's daughter, and then he's like, I still miss him sometimes. And then she's like, it's a shame that he died during like a testing for the new equipment.
Oh,
and that's what
is that? What new equipment?
They're like new ships based off of alien technology. There's a fluke, and he died.
That's really how he died.
That's
how out of all the stuff that happened.
Yeah. He died during a test run. Yeah, I don't.
That doesn't. I think it
should play out. You should just be like cancer.
Cancer.
Deep up cancer. They should have just been like cancer.
Cancer or like car crash. I don't know.
He was impaled by a pole.
Oh my gosh. At least that's. Remember when Hannah was dissing on the fact that you couldn't stop. You could stop internal bleeding.
And oh,
like,
yeah.
And you need better doctors.
No, okay, no, yeah. So, like,
for the first lady, I'm like, what?
They didn't say where the injury was. They never said anything about it. And, like, you're the first lady. Wouldn't they have, like, seven doctors on site to, like, all make sure?
Did you not see that whole
thing? No, there was one main doctor and a bunch of different little tiny doctors. And, like, not
even stop internal bleeding.
They would need, like, six. Like, they would have gotten to her earlier.
You would have gotten to her earlier.
They changed back.
They need to fall.
They changed that.
Of course they did.
Yeah. Okay, who was out of...
Dude, his jaw like disappeared.
They changed actors. For this... They changed actors. Who was your favorite character?
I don't know the names.
Okay.
I actually really liked Will Smith's wife.
Vivica A. Fox.
That's how you say that.
She's really pretty.
Thank you, Sam.
I have no idea.
Vivica.
I agree. His wife and Will Smith.
No, Jeff.
The president was pretty good.
Bill Pullman, yeah.
Yeah, I agree.
He's one of my favorites.
And Jeff Goldblum, definitely. Yeah.
He just seems sweet. You know what I mean?
He seems cool. Jeff's boss, David Levinson's boss. The, like, David! That one. Loved him.
Marty.
Yeah. Sadie.
I just looked up all the characters.
So yeah, if you haven't seen the movie, would you recommend it to anybody who hasn't seen it?
Yes, good laughs.
Good laughs. I would recommend it, but I've seen it like 5,000 times, so of course I would recommend it. Jessica, would you recommend it?
Yes. I wouldn't watch it again, no offense. But I consider it a decent movie and you should at least watch it once.
I respect that.
Yeah.
I'm just a weirdo who watches it like more than once a year. But not on Independence Day, because that would be weird. Obviously. That's why we are not filming this on Independence Day. This might be released on Independence Day or before then. When's Arbor Day? Did that already pass? That might have passed.
What day?
Arbor Day.
Siri, when is Arbor Day?
I found this on the web.
What is it?
Oh, I don't know.
If we could release this on Arbor Day, that would be great.
I don't like using Siri. She's stupid.
Oh, wow. Really dragging Siri. I can't think of anything else about the explosions. They were pretty good. I gave you some fun facts that I knew. What? Did Arbor Day pass?
Yeah.
When was it? Why do they have two environmental holidays in April?
They're basically, I think they might be back to back.
Oh my gosh. Wow.
It's like April 24th.
Okay. Arbor Day is like plant a tree, I believe.
Is what do you mean for Earth Day then?
Plant a whole thing of trees. But I think Arbor Day is like we only focus on the trees. While like Earth Day, it's like we focus on the environment. Okay?
There's a difference. All them niches.
All them niches. Okay? Those diversified niches. You all.
Team. That's the team.
Mm-hmm. You were all in honors bio. I wasn't regular. I liked it though. Mm-hmm. I had a good teacher.
I hate bio.
Oh, I like it. I had a good teacher.
Oh.
Made it fun.
I wasn't about the teacher. I just don't like biology.
Oh, okay. You made it fun. I enjoyed it. What else about the movie? Can you think of anything else? That's about it.
I liked it.
You liked it?
Yeah. Yeah. They should remake it, but with better, like...
No, I want to see it, like, remake it and, like, see how, like, different it would be compared to the original. Like, you know, like, they sometimes remake old movies.
Yeah.
Who would play Will Smith?
Who would play Will Smith?
Yeah.
Like,
Will Smith,
he
still looks the same.
Will Smith. He's like, yeah, it looks like cool and all, but like, it
when
also looks like realistic.
96! We've been saying
filmed
that!
It in like 95, probably.
Oh, yeah, it came out in 96.
How
yeah.
old was Will Smith?
I need to take a nap. How old was Will Smith?
I don't know. Probably like 30?
87.
He was probably
still
like 30. Yeah.
It's
he's
been
like 10, 50. It's been 20.
20.
I was about to count
it's okay. 23 years. We're almost at the 25 mark.
Piracy.
I think the piracy? What?
Piracy.
I bought the Blu-ray DVD.
It's not a famous crime.
But yeah, I want to like see like it like
a reading with like
seeing how much they would do differently.
Good CGI.
Yeah, with CGI different. Like how different CGI would be.
Actor who played David Levinson. Could play his father.
Oh my god, I
could. So we'd still get Jeff in the film.
Yes, and Will Smith could still be in it because he looks the same.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Go him.
Not agent. I think that's about it. I've said a lot. Okay. Yeah. Independence Day. Good watch. What else was I gonna say? I don't remember anymore. Any last remarks, Jessica?
Nope. I'm glad I watched it, though.
Thank you.
I'm glad I watched it. Thank you, Ari. Thank you for
making me watch this.
You're
thanks.
Welcome.
Yeah.
All right. Kind of all delusional, but yeah.
What time is it? Like
12? It's 12:47.
We still gotta play Quick Game of Taboo. Or Super Fight. Either one, I'm fine.
I wanna try Super Fight.
Super Fight.
Actually right there.
What's Super Fight?
Okay, Super Fight's on... Taboo's on my phone.
Is it kind of ridiculous if we do karaoke now?
Karaoke.
We can play music.
And we can sing along to the music.
Yeah, while also playing Super Fight, so we wouldn't be distracted.
Exactly.
Perfect idea. Okay, thank you guys for listening to an exciting episode of Since Fifth Grade, where we review a movie. This time it was Independence Day. Next time, it might be, I don't know.
Just arguing by yourself.
Hocus Pocus.
Just by myself.
Jessica never has time.
No.
That's not true. I've just been really busy for my wisdom teeth removal.
Yeah, she
is. Oh, yeah, how was it? Oh, yeah,
are you okay
good
now?
Yeah, you always want to open my mouth.
No!
No.
Good. You were delirious on your Snapchat.
No, but next time we might watch Ferris Bueller, because you've seen Ferris Bueller.
No,
I've seen
you've seen Ferris, I was pointing
my
at
dad,
not you.
I used to sit there, yes.
Yeah, exactly. That's why I was confused. You've seen Ferris Bueller, Katie.
Not yet.
I have also. I've seen it like 3 times. The first time I saw it, I was 7 years old. And I was like, Ferris Bueller is a cool character, but I wouldn't want to be him. But he's cool.
Yeah.
I was like, I don't condone his actions, but he's a
we don't
swell
condone.
Guy. Yeah.
But we support.
We don't condone, but we support.
We support.
We support his efforts.
Efforts.
Yeah. The guy who...
Twinsies.
I'm just searing up.
Twinsies.
How do you spell twinsies?
Oh my god, I don't know.
It doesn't work.
T-W-I-N.
T-W-I-N-Z's. T-R-T-S. Y'all are so annoying.
The person who plays Ferris Bueller's sister, you know what I'm talking about? That's Clark Gregg's wife. Oh, yeah. If you're like, why did they just bring up Clark Gregg? It's still recording, I know. And we both watch Agents of S.H.I.E.L.D.
Oh, yeah. Agents really great. Oh, you should watch it.
Love
it.
Oh, my God.
Season 6.
Not season 6.
It's season 6.
I don't even know what season we're on. It's been a long journey, man. Do you remember when, okay, I call her Quake, but her name's Daisy?
Spoilers. Yeah.
But, like, also, it was Daisy, but it started off as...
Sky.
Sky, that's what it was. It went from Sky to Daisy, then to Quake.
But she's still...
Well, she's still Daisy, but, like, they're called Quake.
Quake, yeah.
Do you remember when she was still in the band?
First episode. And then Agent May's
tragic story about kids.
Oh my god, you don't bring that up. The Calvary. Don't call me the Calvary. And then they're like, yes, Julian.
National Arbor Day is actually observed on the last Friday of April.
Okay, well, it's a little late.
You just turn back the clock.
Should have a movie come out then, like us review. We should do this more often. Review a movie, watch it.
Review, yeah, but like in the summer.
But in the summer. Points really maybe more. During the year if we are
out.
Free.
I love how like some of us like paid attention to the beginning of the movie, Katie.
The beginning.
And then there were like
the beginning of the movie.
Yeah, I think it's really right now, alright? And some of us paid attention to the very beginning of the movie, and then there's some of us that didn't pay attention to the beginning of the movie. And then there's some that actually paid attention at the end of the movie, and then there's others that don't.
No, I, like, had a little bit of
your pointing at.
I had 10-minute, like...
Katie paid attention to the very beginning.
No, I paid attention to the very beginning, and mostly to the end, except for the, like, 10-minute, like,
smoothest. You took a nap.
I blacked out, and then I will back up when the fighting started happening.
Y'all are such wuss. Like, I stay up until, like, 4.
No, so I know. I'm just exhausted.
Yeah. It's hot. It's the summer.
You didn't pay attention during the start a little bit.
Yeah.
No, but that's because you were on your phone the entire first half.
I came back. Just so focused I was for
Jillian, were you even...
Jill was never in here. Jill, you were never in here.
Do you even know what happened?
I do. Mainly talking about Jeff.
No. Oh my god, did you not see that, like, the first lady was pregnant and her baby died?
She was not.
Oh my god.
I'm like, wait, did I miss something? I thought she already died. I'm like, wait, did I miss something? But before I fell asleep, she was not. She did.
No, that's why I thought I was missing something. Because I was like, wait. They're missing scenes. I was like, oh, I watched like a full, full version. Okay, so I think that's it for the podcast. This is like... Okay, we made it past 20. I'm cool with that. Thanks for listening to an exciting episode. Since we're great. Should we name this a certain thing because we watched a movie?
Yes, Independence Day.
Should we call it Let's Watch a Movie and then like Independence Day?
That's cute.
I think that's
cute. Let's Watch a Movie? That could be like a series.
That's what I'm saying.
Good for you guys.
They both think we're crazy.
Yes.
I do.
I think we're crazy. So we'll call it Let's Watch a Movie.
Don't type anything.
What? Okay. What should our outro still be the same thing?
What? Yes.
Alright, even though it's Let's Watch a Movie. Let's Watch a Movie, and then it's going to be : Independence Day.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
What?
Alright, see you guys soon.
Okay.
Keep on listening.
Oh, rate us 5 stars. Email us at yaheatthepodcast@gmail.com, which is ABCDEFGH, which is JAYEETTHEPODCAST@gmail.
What is this?
MAIL.com. I think you know how to spell com. Like commies. Okay. Thank you.
Yeah.
Eat. Okay. Bye. I'm going to sleep.